Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, you're the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, on drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, go and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with the COINTEL, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just shit to blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and the kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck and though they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's alright now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, planes, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a status. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a status. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, planes, whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a status. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a status. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the states. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, pass away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human forms that bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it just might be your next door neighbor out there stabbing you right in your back, huh? And I don't think they'll miss. They've always aimed at our brightest and our best. All you know is Sheikh Ali Imam Akbar here in Washington, D.C., on yet another episode of Black Power Radio, giving you more of what you actually listen to radio for. We have the most informative radio talk show on the Internet, anywhere on your smartphone, dumb phone, Android, paranoid. However you come by phones tonight, we're going to rock you. We're going to sock you. We're going to go ahead and grind in your ear holes and give you more of what you listen to radio for. Because ain't no stopping. You know we got the groove. We're going to drop us some Marvin Gaye with that.
Us everything.
right. Well, don't you dare deny him. This is your host, Sheikh Ali Mam Akbar. We're right here at Black Power Radio. And we're just, man, we're anxious to get in your ear hole tonight. And we have some very special guests on Black Power Radio tonight. And we're just talking tonight on the apartheid of Africa, the segregationalists in America, and their evil exploitationalism, and their practice of peculiar brand of African black plantation slavery throughout the diaspora, throughout America, with the three Ks, and certainly in most parts of the world where African people are known to live and have a peculiar brand of exploitation enforced upon them. And therefore, it calls for us to become freedom fighters. In the best of our freedom fighting days are right here, live in 2023. And we're waking them up all over the earth today. We're happy to be on Black Power Radio, and we got a whole lot to say. We're just happy to be here tonight. And we got F.A.U. Brown. We've got our beloved brother from Arkansas, from Florida, and everywhere else. We want you to tune in, tune up, and dial for those that are numerically pure at heart. We want you to dial tonight 515-605-9889. Some are saying they're having trouble getting in on the line. You have to call your service provider and just check in. You check the number in because it's unique. It's a unique number to your regular service plan. And so you have to call it in. It should not cost you a dime. In fact, it shouldn't charge you more than a dime if you stay on all night, because we got a lot of experience with this. 20-some years of radio, and we're happy to be on Black Power Radio tonight. And you can, of course, talk black to us, because we got a lot to serve tonight, and we want everybody to get on air and get in there and tune right on in. We're just lining it up tonight for some Black Power Radio. It's a peculiar form of vulnerability that has been practiced among all of the Mediterranean folk, meaning the Eurasian, meaning the European and the Asian have combined their forces to exploit the African for our natural resource, for our mineral resource, and come back for our human resource. And if we don't submit, they will kill you over these resources. So we have a lot of research in on the Mediterraneans, the Urals, the Asians, and some more. We have come up with our own brand of We the People government. We have our own brand of social, political optimism and social political socialism, and we want to work that, and we will abandon the European at this hour, leave his cracker ass hanging, and move on to our own self-government. We're not begging them for anything. We're not looking for anything from the opposition, because our scientists and our mathematicians, our scholars, our scientists have had it all the time. It's just that they have been a weird form of interruption in our education, in our culture, in our social political philosophies and ideas. We've been there leaning on the Mediterranean for emotionalism, for cultural development, for spiritualism and sexuality, and leaning on the Mediterranean diet. Well, we're going to leave him and his diet alone. He has the curse of disobeying the Levitical laws, the curse of disobeying human law, and we are here watching him disobey even his own laws. Who is first, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asks the question. It is a pertinent cross-examination question. Who is first to make that treaty? And find out again, who is first to break the treaty? And again, the Mediterranean is first to jump out and make a treaty and break a treaty. We're going to put all of us together. We're putting them together tonight. So everybody push mute, and we're going to call on you one by one, and we're going to bring our brother live, our brother, the Friends of the African Union, to explain some of this black drop and some of this backdrop that we got out here tonight. And we got all of our regular hosts are here, and we're lined up. We're going to hear from our special guest, F.A.U. Brown. You can talk black to us, and all you have to do is push mute. and you can talk black to our vast participating and our vast listening audience tonight. Welcome to Black Power Radio.
Thank you very much, sir. And it's an honor to be able to speak to the people tonight. I am FAU Brown on Facebook, TikTok, and also CarltonB307 on Instagram. And what I come to talk to you about is about an economic change that has happened in the world. I repeat, economic alert. We have implemented a process of change coming from the Attica Kingdom, an alliance, chieftains and alliance, which is 750 kingdoms of Africa. We have all come from kingdoms, even here in America. We had chieftains and kingdoms, and we come from those. They have implemented a process called Global African Gold. You can go up to FAU Brown on any of those links I just gave you, and you can bear witness not only to the gold that we have, but you can also bear witness to the signing ceremony where they sign on behalf of the whole diaspora, beginning here in America. I repeat, Global African Gold, there has been an economic change. We are also sharing the conference call for you to get involved and ask questions. And the Attica Kingdom Alliance, Mr. Opalot, and the Attorney Generals and all of these people are the 750 kingdoms. South Africa is involved, Zimbabwe, Kenya, Uganda, and many other countries, Sierra Leone, and we are bringing more and more on board every day. Within two months, it's anticipated for August 25th for the launch of the African dollar. It's going to be like a cash app where you can get money to buy homes, start businesses, buy land, feed your family, and all of these things. We are also taking submission for proposals to be funded. Come up on the conference call. Our caller has the link for you, and you'll be able to submit proposals so we can get to the work of not only redeveloping every place that people of African descent are in this country. This is yours. And we're going to redevelop the whole continent of Africa, America, and the whole diaspora. We are coming to the aid. We are the highly chosen and forever beloved of God Almighty. And together, we can solve all things. I come to you not only to talk about that, but also to talk about the seven pillars of social justice. We have met with the mayor in this city, in Cincinnati, Ohio. FriendsoftheAfricanUnion.com is where you want to go, and you will bear witness throughout that page all of the countries that we have on. The FOAU Bureau for Nigeria, for Ghana, for the USA is already up and running. We are, no matter what you feel, think, or believe, this is your economic system, I repeat. And Mr. Opalot will be coming up on the conference calls Tuesday at 12 o'clock, where we are sharing the conference call for you to get involved, for you to find out. You have inheritance in Africa to pick up in the signing ceremony that was sent to the organizer of this show. And what it bears witness to is they want you to come home. Now, dual citizenship, get land, build your home, start your business, start your corporation, but you can come back and forth. You don't have to stay, right? This is your inheritance. It has been announced from the 750 chieftains and kingdoms of the African world that this is yours. You don't have to have a DNA test. This is your inheritance. And we want you to show up and come and get your inheritance. I am Carlton Brown of the Carlton Brown Foundation. I am a non-incorporated association. Friends of the African Union is my fiduciary, and I am signed up to work on behalf of the 1.6 billion people of African descent in Africa and throughout the diaspora. I work for you. Remember, it's not about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about us learning to dance in this evil storm together so that our children will have an economic destiny like no other. The seven pillars of social justice. Take care of babies, kids, teens, including when they are in school, and after, an emphasis on global history, advanced placement, science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM, fashion, art, music, and entertainment, FAME, which launches July the 5th. Public service in sports and recreation. Take care of families in distress. Take care of those people involved in domestic violence. Take care of those people who do not have the means to feed themselves. Take care of those people in need of homes. Take care of those who need health care, and care of those who need help to fulfill life as a part of the new global social compact with the United States of America, as expressed in the aspirations in the Declaration of Independence and the evolution as a nation from March 4th, 1789, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and as a superset of the document on human fraternity, the world peace, and living together so as to leave no one behind through the seven pillars of social justice. We are implementing this African global goal. We should be known as the Black Bank because we do it best. If you go up on social media, you see the Africans letting you know that a change has happened. I'm here as your light, as your guide, so that we can get that economic destiny that we have all been seeking for. I will take any questions from anybody that would like to give questions. I would like to link you up again to FAU Brown on Facebook, Friends of the Permanent Forum of People of African Descent 2023. Go up to the page. I work for you. I work for you, and I work for your babies so that they will have a future, because we may not be able to change the past, but what we can do together, we can change the present and the future. Together, we can do that. I'll turn it over to you, my host, for any questions. Sir, you there?
I want you to hear from some of those brothers that came in with our beloved brother, FAU Brown. These are Friends of the African Union. We have so much love on the line tonight, Rick. We got them from Florida to Arkansas. So one of the brothers that just checked in, we want you to speak right into the mic and tell me how you're going to support the union and how we're going to keep this unified, and just talk in general what you do. This one young brother has his tune. We put his tune out on the net today, and he's got one, the RBG tune from Arkansas. You can talk black to us. He's in there. Should be right there at the mic, but you got to push mute. Or the brother from Florida that just checked in. We had a Florida area code that just came in. Are you still there with us? Let me see.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, give us your name, your location, and a little bit about yourself and what we're going to be doing in the revolution right now. Go ahead, big brother.
I apologize. I'm walking on the street, but so it's traffic. But My name is Confidence Chizoro Teke. I'm down here in Jacksonville, Florida, the Gullah Geechee Nation. And I was just, I'm originally from Nigeria. We have our own self-determination movements, and we've had wars, and we've had a situation where the government is basically on the local family level. So we have autonomous communities, something that the black people over here have been fighting for. We have that status in abundance. So I've just been going around looking for partners and understanding to develop autonomous communities worldwide, a federation of kingdoms and black neighborhoods worldwide. And I came upon the Attacker Kingdom Alliance and the Friends of the AU through their work in Jamaica, where they did a very public traveling to Jamaica and Guyana and South America and CARICOM. That's what they didn't mention, but they've been making that bridge all the way from Uganda. They have kingdoms across Africa, so it's like everybody's trying to get on the same page of how can we control our neighborhoods, what's the legal backing we could have, can we leverage ourselves as working together, what do we have under our feet and in our hands. So we're just working together, and I'm the one who's been pushing having a headquarters in specific places in the USA, Florida here. We have a Caribbean connection where all the Caribbean nations basically live in Florida, along with the Black America and the Gullah Geechee Nation. So it's easier to form a type of United Nations down here than it is in maybe like Haiti or somewhere where it's only one culture. So Florida is a place, the DMV, you know, it's a heavy international place. And then we have the Kush District, the Republic of New Africa headquarters for 60 years. The Kush District, the Mississippi Delta area, and that's the brother, I think he played his music. He's in that district. Nobody knows that's 18 counties with majority Black neighborhoods where that's like the cultural capital, if you want to say it like that. It's very heavily Black. So I said that could be the Western headquarters if we want to do something like that. So it's DMV, the Mississippi Delta, and Florida. We're trying to build a little triangle that could work with Africa, you know, northwest and south. So that's what we're doing, little triangle. And, yeah, so that's what we're doing. I'm networking down here, basketball player, brothers do music. So we're just trying to put it all together.
Can I answer that for him, if that's okay?
Yeah, I'm walking in the store. Don't mind.
Okay.
Me.
Okay. We have bureaus and chapters. A bureau, like I just got a bureau open in Zimbabwe as well. And we have chapters. These chapters will be open for neighborhoods and cities and things like that. You just connect with my chairman. You need two or more people to come together so you can create a chapter for your neighborhood, a FAU chapter. Queen Quet of the Gullah Geechee is absolutely connected directly with my chairman, and we will fund anything. I mean, anything y'all want to do. We love the Gullah Geechee people, and we appreciate them for holding on to our history and being a light and guide for us all on how to work together. Contact me.
That's excellent. We got, yeah, everybody here needs to stay in touch because way it rolled out, the Gullah Geechee Nation connected to my culture back in Nigeria 20 years ago, but it was a religious thing and there's so much miscommunication. Then Jacksonville, where I live now, they created their own group. So it's just everything's been separated. So we're just trying to bring it all together now.
We need you to come up on the conference call, speak to the leadership so we can put this together. Y'all can submit y'all proposals for funding to the chief of staff, get the emails and all that stuff, and we will get to the business of repairing our people because we got a lot of work to do all over this country.
Yeah, a lot of that. I will be on the conference call. I think you said Tuesday night.
Tuesday at 12 o'clock, 12 p.m. noontime, so that Africa can be there as well. And also Mr. Opalot can be there, and Yona L., who is an envoy on behalf of the African Union and the Sons and Daughters of Africa. They have signed the document that makes us the diaspora, and we are waiting for the vote that will come from the African Union. We are the sixth region of Africa. So we made a deal, an economic deal, with a continent worth over $300 trillion up under the ground. Our salvation is not with these Europeans. Our salvation is with us. Once forever, beloved African human family.
I said, that's what we need. That's what we need. All right. Yeah, this what we're doing is not small. I always said I started saying the AME Church, the NOI, and the Black Panthers, if those guys came together and created a media network and Africa supported it, you know, it'd be a monster. But Africa, we have the Kush movement, which is North Africa. We have the Bantu movement, which is South Africa. So we have like cultures and families that cover the whole continent. It's really, we're working on promoting that, that we're really unified and we're ready to work with the diaspora. So we just, we got a whole bunch of emblems. We got an ID system we're working on, but that's kind of stalled. But we're putting it together. And myself, I got like travel issues. I need to work on myself financially, but we're going to push it. We're going to push it through.
Yes, sir. And we're happy tonight to be able to host a show of this magnitude, bringing the things that they've been talking about for the last 50 years and dreaming about for 20 and 30 years, and just working to bring it about, and the dreams and their calls, cries are being answered on the shores of Africa, in Uganda, all up and down Nigeria, throughout Gambia. We have a chapter, we have Sierra Leone chapter, and our chairman, Alpha C, say he's working with all of them, from Gambia on into Nairobi, Kenya. And we're kicking the doors in, brothers and sisters. We're not playing with this thing at all. And the chairman is going to help us to get all of these things put in place in a strong way, in the way of land acquisition, in the way of putting up money, gold, your own currency, all those things that you thought were so far-fetched of Muammar Gaddafi's dream of the United Africa and one currency and buy and sell and trade with our own natural and mineral resources. Those days and doing the theme of Robert Mugabe and Idi Amin and booting these explorers up off of us, booting them out of Africa and off the trade line and get some fair trade going in Africa. We ain't bowing down to no American dream and a Russian nightmare. None of that. What the bloody Brits and the French and all of those Euro nations have on the table for us, we're going to abandon them and leave these no-good bastards hanging at this hour. We know what we're doing. We're just asking you to support what's right for the righteous and what's good for Africa and what's good for those who have been criminally neglected by the exploiter. So we know how to manage against the opposition. I'm going to bring my main man up right off of Rikers Island. He's right there with us. We got our beloved brother and Brother Abdullah, our assistant field marshal in the field marshal's office. Come on, Brother Abdullah, and talk black to us about New York and
Harambe, I do support the United States of Africa. Yes, sir. Black power. To everybody out there, to the Field Marshal Department, to the MOD Department, all the way to the MOJ, this is Brother Abdullah, your National Assistant Field Marshal, and your National Assistant of the Defense Department. Now, listen up. We do support the United States of Africa. We need to bring that. Imagine us, United States of Pan-Africa. Not this new African bullshit, but the Pan-African. You understand? The Pan-African movement of us. United as one front and being independent, a sovereign nation once again. A nation of builders and thinkers who can build and develop for our future.
That's wonderful, Abdul. Let me go over and get your main man. Your main man is backing you up and blacking you up in California. We got East Coast. We got New York. We got Los Angeles on the line. We got our man, Double R, the state chairman, who's pushing that reparations program so strong and for so long. We're going to love our brother, Double R. You can talk black to us because you're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power. Peace and blessings,
Black
brother.
Power, Double R. Whatever, yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's what we got to do, man. Our own sovereign society, man. Our own sovereign nation, man. That's where we headed. That's why these reparations task force is shaking some trees now, and the leaves is falling now for us to collect. You know,
right.
Land acquisition, land, water, air acquisition, money, you know what I'm saying? That's what we're pushing. So that's what that Article 5 convention is about, for us to get our own
sovereign society.
And so if y'all can just go on that onepercentage.org, onepercentage.org, Sign it up, read it, sign it, and pass it on. And we're going to be moving. You feel me? So I'll yield back.
Yes, sir. Like keeping the black and strong, Double R, just you always do, as he always does. And he's out there with Dr. Truth Bay.
He's out there with the double O. He's out there with our beloved sister Joyce Muhammad, Patricia Muhammad, and all those great ones who are pushing the program for righteousness at this hour. Tony Muhammad is out there. And we got so many in the network. Our cup runneth over. So we're going to put it right, the emphasis right black on the FAU tonight and get your questions in. If you're any of the host, and we get our questions from the line a little later. And we just want to talk about it and let him give his further explanation of what's going on with Africa, how we're going to negotiate, how we're going to bring. That's what you keep the eyes on, the prize and the prize. How are we going to bring the money? So we're going to be bringing all of that to the front line tonight and shake, rattle, and roll for our own soul brothers and our own social political system based upon our own family value systems as we abandon the opposition. Mama. So we'll turn it right black to our brother, F.E.U. Brown. He's been brilliant enough to connect with us and keep things going, just keeping it going and warming up for us here at Black Power Radio. Thank you so much, Brother F.E. Brown. Come on and talk black to us.
I'm going to talk black. This is what we're about. We're about the black folks' plan. It's up on
black,
Amazon.
It's
public information. And you can come to me. I'll share anything with you. In California, we have the Mighty Forefront. You can go up to FAU Corporate on Twitter. The chief of staff runs that page. You can communicate directly with him. That's what we're doing. We're organizing.
You have 1 minute left.
We are organizing our people for change, economic change, our own economic system. My chairman says we got our own rice bowl, right? And we don't, if they want to join us, you have to implement our black folks' plan. He allows them to ally. That's him. But we're about black folks, the black hashtag, black folks' plan. Ask to be connected to our Attica Kingdom and Alliance groups on WhatsApp. We have entertainers, FAU fame, is fashion, art, media, and entertainment. All you rappers, all you people, when you get on this, you keep the rights to your music. The system's set up to where when it's running, your money goes directly to you. Your percentage, nobody ever touches your money. We're about change. We're about economic change.
Thank you for using
our people
Securus.
Are the most,
goodbye.
Our people are the smartest people on the planet Earth. And we're going to go to the stars, right? See, Africa's very smart. While they've been stealing their resources, guess what them countries been doing? They've been getting gold and diamonds out for themselves. Man, we are ready to be the change that we need and to be the change that Africa needs now. So get up on these conference calls. Very, very important. Talk with directly to the leadership. Ask for implementation of the new global African dollar. Global African Gold. I have the website up on my page. I'll be sending those links to WhatsApp and different places where they're forming the groups. You know, reach out to me. Talk to me because I work for you. I work for your babies, and they ain't even got to pay me, right? It's about the salvation of our people. One forever beloved African human family. There are over 700 million youth in Africa. So that's just the youth. And we have the capacity to build all of these institutions in order to redevelop not only America, but Africa and the diaspora. So we got a lot of work to do. And we need you to show up and show out. Martin Luther King said it best. He said, when the change comes, we need to go to it. We can't wait on these devils. They ain't never going to act right because they the devil himself and bear witness in their actions, right? I walk through my community. I see my people begging for change. I walk through there and don't know black people got a job in the neighborhood and they rebuilding and taking all the property. Well, guess what we get ready to do? We get ready to buy it up, right? And then we control who comes in our community. That's when we need our military. That's when we need our own police, Black Panthers, Huey P. Newton Gun Club. Bring them all. That's what we're going to do. We're going to build our own educational institutions, hospitals. We're going to be manufacturing medicines in Africa for the African world that actually heal the people instead of kill the people. The thing they have designed is a mechanism in order to destroy us and our children so that they can steal all our land and the resources. These people are sick. And we don't have, like I said, we can't change the past. But what we can do is change the present and the future together. See, one day they took me on a field trip, and I went to see Muhammad Ali. And he pulled me to the side, and he said, "Hey, young man, I got something I want to tell you, and it's just for you." He said, "A wise man once told me that love for others were the keys to the kingdom of heaven within myself. And if I get lost or forget or I fall down, all I have to do is ask an angel, because it's an action word and something that you do. Feel my spirit, feel my passion, and work with us so we can reach the salvation of our people that Martin Luther King prophesied about. Ashe." I'll take any questions. Are you there, my brother?
Right there with you, beloved. And how did you come about to bring about the Friends of the African Union? This talk has been around. Can you give me a capitalization of how long you think the African Union, the talk of it has been around, and how long has it actually been around?
Well, it started with the Organization of African Unity in 1963. Even Malcolm X went over and got involved in the process of starting it. Him and Emperor Haile Selassie, chosen one, the King of Kings, right? Kwame Nkrumah, and all of these people. And now we have finally got to a point to where they have gathered enough resources and accepted the Herschel Daniels IDIQ of a process of the hashtag Black Folks Plan in order to implement change to the African world. This is not an individual process. No matter what you feel, think, or believe, we don't care if you worship a tree. You're a person of African descent. This is ours. This is not white folks. This is not Spanish people. It's for them. They can join us. They can be allies, but we got a Black Folks Plan, and we implementing that. It's enough to change our world. And that's what we're about today. We're about our people. 1,000,000%. No doubt, no question. Mr. Opalot, the head of the 750 kingdoms, chieftain and kingdoms of the Attica Alliance, spoke today. And when you go up and bear witness, go to FAU Cincinnati, FAU Cincinnati on Facebook. You'll see a thing up there on African Liberation Day is when they signed the document that freed the whole African world. Bear witness. Put it in you. Because one day the Messiah said, "The truth ain't in you. Get thee behind me." When you put this truth in you, you'll have the passion and desire and the change I see for you and for our babies. We are building this system so we can pass it on to our children. That's how important this is. This is it. This is all we have been waiting for. This is what my mama prayed for. My grandmama prayed for. I'm a native Indian of this country. My mama, my grandmama was full-blooded Cherokee, okay? They took our names. They hijacked our religion and changed it into devil worship. Well, we are actually thinking some white man going to come out of the sky and save us. These people are sick. But now the ancestors have showed up, leading the way. And it's coming from all over the place. Like the brother said, man, we organized throughout the Caribbean, everywhere. And all you brothers, we want y'all to come up. Let the leadership know I want to start a chapter in my neighborhood so we can get this process going We can have these economics going to the places that they need to go so we can save our babies' future, because they are trying to destroy them all. And that's just a fact, you know. So we don't need them no more. And that's a fact. They know it, too. The African leaders are all over the place. Go up to Black TV on YouTube, where you can get the news straight from Uganda, where the king is teaching, is giving you the information and speaking to you, saying no DNA test is required. You a person of African descent, and we're going to get this done. And that's a fact. So walk with me. Talk to me. I work for you. I work for your babies. Together, all things are possible. I turn it over to you, sir, for any questions.
I'm just listening, but I'm working on my own project, especially with Nigeria. We're trying to get an ID system set up. I was going to try and make. I make the calls like to check in on people, but ultimately, I think we're going to have to start a new website.
Okay, I got a solution for you.
I
got a solution for
you. And set up to every chapter, every community, to basically every family, even to have a.
Okay, they for villages.
It didn't go that way, so I'm just going to stay in contact, because what they're doing from Uganda is amazing.
Okay.
It's like what I've always been saying. It's the Martin Garvey movement. And everybody have a Liberty Hall, a town hall meeting, and see
friends
how we work together.
Friends of the African Union is a trading company.
Africa, so I'm like, let's do it.
Okay, you have the CEO. You have the CEO of FAU in Nigeria.
I'll mute my mic.
So I'll put it in the chat. You can go up also to Friends of the African Union and go up to FAU Nigeria, and it will pop up.
It's
and you can
low.
Contact.
I can't hear anything.
Okay. You can go up to Friends of the African Union, look up FAU Nigeria, right? And I'll put her also, a copy of her, in the chat. But it's Governing Princess Ukajai. She is the CEO, and she has already created the FAU Bureau in Nigeria, which runs the whole country, and y'all can create chapters up under that. I will share a picture of the page of the chapters so you can understand what this is. We'll have chapters in jails, schools, and all of these things, from villages to cities to communities, so that they can be the spirit point of implementing this change. We will have a council of elders, which will be made up of people in the older people in the neighborhood to be the council for the things that need to be funded in those communities. And the FAU chapter will also submit proposals to those council of elders. So, we have a lot of things on there. You can look all this up on friendsoftheafricanunion.com, and you can come up and talk directly to the chairman, Herschel Daniels Jr., and also to Mr. Opalot and Yona L. of the Sons and Daughters of Africa, Ms. Carolyn Kennedy, who is the vice president of the Sons and Daughters of Africa. Once you witness the signing ceremony on those pages that I mentioned, FAU Cincinnati, FAU Brown, and Friends of the Permanent Forum on People of African Descent 2023 on Facebook. You can bear witness. Once you bear witness, we can get to the business of getting y'all's proposals submitted for the change that y'all want the community and the people to become, so we can get to work. They are accepting proposals right now. You can go up to FAU Corporate on Twitter. Our chief of staff runs those pages. So you can communicate directly with him. Again, FAU Corporate on Twitter. He runs other pages, but that's the easiest way for you to contact him. Come up on the conference calls. We will give you, the chairman then will give you and make sure you have the email to submit your proposals to the chief of staff. And he will give y'all directions on setting up the chapters and things that y'all want to do. And like I said, we have bureaus in Zimbabwe. I just set up that deal myself. Mugabe and the vice president, Emmanuel Nagwa, who is the president now. I called his right-hand man. They created FOU Bureau Zimbabwe as of last Monday. So we at work. Zimbabwe has over $3 trillion, over $3 trillion worth of assets that we're going to monetize and turn into a financial instrument along with all the gold that we have to buy up and implement all programs, hospitals, our own educational system, fashion, art, media, entertainment, and all of this. My last briefing was that FAU Fame launches July the 5th. Come up to the conference call. Talk to the leadership. They will answer them all.
That's right. That's right, beloved. We're going to bring in our National Minister of Defense. He's there on the west side of the state of Virginia, and he's right in Washington Metropolitan area. He's active. We're going to talk a little bit about the memorial for our fallen comrade, beloved brother, General, and the commander, our beloved brother, who is just a great man, a great leader of the military, and he's done so much to keep us strong militarily and keep our vision strong. Let me see. Just before that, we've got an 870 that's been setting there. We got an 870-692 just before we bring our National Minister of Defense, Black. Before we bring the Minister of Defense, we've got an 870-692, 870-692. You're live on Black Power Radio. 870-870 going one. Yeah, go ahead. Peace and Black Power. You're live with the African Diaspora Group. We're the friends of the African Union, and we have all joined together. We've teamed up and getting all our resources strong, becoming strong, brother. And we're happy to have you tonight. You can give us your name and where you're calling from at 870.
All right. I'm Brother Obafemi Chinsiadelele. I'm from the Cush District, Pine Bluff, Arkansas. So I'm an artist, urban agriculture, organizer with the Race First Movement. So I'm just tuning in, tapping in, and trying to help get better organized and you know, just seeing what position I play into the scheme of all this. So I'm just tuning in and listening and learning.
My. We happy to have it. And we've been pushing this brother's music across the internet. If you get us some of them fresh tunes, we'll bring them. We want to push that RBG tune that he has, and you're going to see him out there. Oba, did you pronounce it one more time? Oba?
Obafemi?
His brother Obafemi, and he's an African brother right out of Arkansas area, but he's been all over. See, he ain't just sitting there in Arkansas, so that's where the African nationalists, we get out and move. We may be in Atlanta tomorrow, right in L.A. the week after, going into Las Vegas and in St. Louis and Memphis and Black to New York and from New York down to Miami. And we crisscross the nation. And we have to have Brother Obafemi with us. And he's a very talented brother. And you can see his video on our website. We want to help us, brothers and sisters, to push this video. This brother has an excellent video. And to end all forms of exploitation, we're ending all forms of African Black enslavement on the planet. We're ending homelessness. We're doing these things. We're just building, brother and sister. And we're happy to have you all here with us tonight. And we're going to try to bring our brother Black, if we can get him. And we're going to talk about Brother Black. We got our National Minister of Defense is right there on the west side of town. And he wants to talk more about, we have a memorial service this week. And he's going to tell you all about that and just what we're doing here at the Black Panther Party, to unite with all right-thinking people for righteousness and for Black revolution. Because I am what? A Black revolutionary. Anybody out there? I am.
I am. A Black revolutionary.
I am.
A Black revolutionary.
Come on with it.
And I'm not a happy flame.
A Black revolutionary.
Go ahead, Black power.
Black revolutionary.
Black power.
Black power.
Strong black military. The blacks that call it this hour. Black power.
Black
right. power.
Black power. Hey, I hear my national assistant on the line, I think. Is that calling from somebody calling from Rikers? No? Oh.
I'm connected to Rap and Tape the Great in New York. Abdullah was in New York earlier, and he lit it up, brother. Brother Black Lightning. So he just lit the way for you to come on and blaze them saddles, Black Power.
Yeah. Well, I'm hitting a dead spot. Let me hit a good spot and get back because I think it's getting ready to knock out again. Black Power, can you hear me?
You just stand still and drop
but
back
I'm gonna have to call you. I'm gonna have to call you right back. Well,
keep it black
I'm on the highway, and I know I'm passing a bad spot.
Black power, black power. We can receive that and keep it moving. As we know, brother and sister, that all of the time we are growing, this growth here at Black Power Radio, reaching out into Los Angeles, reaching out into Chicago, reaching out to Dallas and Fort Worth, and doing these things on a consistent basis, and we've just got so much love here. And we got love for you. So we're going to get right back with our special guest. He's been right on the line with us and just staying by us and guiding us through these things and teaming up with us and building with us. This is what the spirit of the Black Revolution is all about, building with the righteous brother and sister who have the same mindset to end the exploitation, end homelessness, and end hunger. Black man should never be hungry in America, never be homeless, never without a job. Everybody should chime together to make sure that black man is working. Everybody should be an obligation on society. After all the shit we've been through, man, everybody should chime in and make sure that black man is working, make sure that black man is productive, make sure he has what he to meet the needs for his children, meeting the needs for his family, and that he has a home to live in. And I'm a builder. That's what I do. I build us out of the ghetto, build us out of homelessness and hunger and any of those negative attributes. Mm-hmm. And we replace non-productivity with productive habitations. Black power. Go right
Black
here,
power.
Brother Black Brown. Black power.
Yes, Black power. Hey, yeah, that's what we're about today. We're about ending homelessness, like you said, ending homelessness, feeding our people and implementing the solutions that we need, and we need the people to be the change they see, period. This is your economic system. You must come up and learn. You have an inheritance to collect in Africa, an inheritance coming directly from the 750th chieftains and kingdoms of Africa, Mr. Opalot. He will be happy to get up on Messenger, WhatsApp group, or whatever. We already have several WhatsApp groups. We have the Attica Kingdom for the youth and all the entertainers. As we implement FAU Fame, like I said, I listen to his music out of Arkansas. Absolutely powerful, absolutely talented, and we need him to reach for the stars. Not only do we want you to be able to reach for the stars, you want a recording company? We want you to have that. You want to sell your clothes? We need Africans to sell clothes. We need Africans to sell shoes. We need grocery stores open because we have organized all the black farmers. And they have a special call. You can come up on the leadership, and the farmers can get with the farmers. We also have the PNC agreement of $88 billion, which we are a signature to, and they are allocating $30 million to start new farmers and existing farmers to be able to expand. So they want y'all to come up there. All of y'all who want to be farmers, they will buy your land, buy your, they'll give you the funds to buy your equipment. The chairman wants as many people as possible to come up. They want to implement in the food or processing or whatever you would like to do. Submit a proposal. If you can't submit a proposal, we will have somebody to work with you so you can put it together. So that's what we're about today. We're about the change that we need to be in this evil country where these people have come to our land, stolen our land, then turn around and said, they us. the white folk $5 Indians. The truth, not a fairy tale. You are not an Indian. If you was an Indian, you would be worshiping the 44 principles of Maat. Period. So you are not the 40 principles of Maat. You are not an Indian. You are a liar, a thief, and a robber, and a murderer. And you are guilty. But today, it's about change, right? Economic change. We shall make peace as profitable as war, and we shall guard what we got so that the thieves cannot come and steal it. Because that's what they're about. They are always plotting and scheming. In Africa, they smiling in their face, playing like they their friends. You're not their friend. Check your pot. Check your food. Check your canned goods. They got chemicals in them. I'm created for the 1.6 billion people of African descent, right? I'm not created to submit to no European, to help no European. That's not what the Carlton Brown Foundation is about. I have a signed document that says I am committed to the domestic implementation of human rights of the 1.6 to 1.7 people of billion people of African descent. And that's what I'm about, and I don't deviate for a second. I stay under attack from the devil. But fear is a form of worship that will keep you from standing up for what is right. Right? I don't fear no man. I walk with Allah, Hu Akbar, who God is the greatest. It's only a interpretation from a word, El Duma, which is Eshu, is the one who comes to the people. He is a light and a guide that tells you to come this way. And that's what we're about today. We ain't about nothing else. When you come up to this page, when you come up to them conference calls, you ask the leadership for any questions that you have. How do I submit my proposal? Give me the email. How does this work? How can I set up a chapter in my neighborhood? How can I set up a chapter in my city that helps all the other chapters function? And these things will be discussed with you. I have videos up where I talk about the bureau system, and they go from every area that we need them in. We have a hashtag Black Folks Plan, right? And it covers every area for us and the African world. And if you can make it better, we want to hear it, right? Because it's not written in stone.
Somebody's got
right?
Background. I don't know where that's coming from, but they got a discipline, whatever that's in the background. Everybody mute up. Let's have one mic on FAU Brown. Let's rock from there.
Yes, sir. You know, we need y'all because we're the solution to what is going on, and we are the love we need, and we are the change we need. We are. Can't nobody come and talk about, let's do our plan. Okay, we got the government hollering about ain't no money. You're a lie. In Cincinnati, we have a Federal Reserve downtown that trillions of dollars go through. And they're hollering about we broke. You're stealing all the resources of Africa. You're stealing all the resources of America. You're still mining gold and diamonds thinking we stupid. Right? But now we have our own economic system. We got our own rice bowl, like my chairman said. We have our own. Now we implementing our plan. Okay, you want to help? Is that what you really want to do? Well, we'll see. That's what the chairman say. What I say is one Africa for Africans. And that's very included. One African world. One forever beloved African human family. I don't deviate. I don't bow down. And I'm about the people. All you got to do is test me. You can Google me. I light up like a light. Carlton Brown Foundation, FAU Brown, FAU Cincinnati, FAU California, FAU Las Vegas, FAU Zimbabwe. It goes on and on and on. And that's what we're about. So we want y'all. We need y'all. We need each other. No matter what we feel, think, or believe, if you don't agree with a certain thing, religion don't separate us. This is about us building an economic destiny and an economic institution that we pass down to our children. These are a bunch of old people up here putting this stuff together. They build this so y'all can inherit it. The new African world order has begun. And that's a fact. Mr. Opalot was up there today telling them about the global African goal, and it's going to be headquartered in Uganda, but also run out of New York, out of the FAU Bureau USA. Our chief of staff, who when you go up on FAU Corporate on Twitter, he is up there. He runs that. You can go to him. You can talk to him, and you can ask questions. You can ask for contact information so you can get in the process of the change that we're going to become. You know, it's very, very important. Networking is the only way that we should change the condition of our people so that they can be aware and access this and see you implementing the change that they need so we can get it done. This is the desire of all of our leadership. Y'all are all included. Again, a DNA test is not required. You are African descent. You have been kidnapped, those that were, and not native to the land. But we have a plan, an indigenous form, permanent form, friends of the permanent form on people of African descent in the United Nations, where you will be able to come up there yourself when you want to, when they are in session, so we can put together the plan of domestic implementation of human rights for 1.6 billion people on the planet. We will not settle. Civil rights are for idiots. Okay, they got their civil rights passed, but brother, we ain't got no rights. They are killing us in the streets like dogs, like animals. And this is a fact. The truth bear witness to itself. We shall build up. We shall have one army for Africa. The first aircraft carrier will be named the USS Marcus Garvey. We are pushing for the USS battleship, aircraft carrier for Huey P. Newton, right? The chairman implementing the USS Geronimo, because Geronimo was a black man like me. But we emphasizing the Huey P. Newton aircraft carrier, where he has already set up deals to buy drones and stuff like that from General Electric, and in the aircraft zone where they killed Durrell Brown at. That's why they wanted all the protests to go down, because that's where they building them all at, in Missouri, right? So we are about that change. We are implementing these processes, being able to purchase these things. They have already worked out the agreements. And if America don't want to get involved, we got other countries that we can buy it from. Africa's through begging, right? They have organized, and they are about implementing change. They are bringing the word to us all over the place. Go up on YouTube, anywhere, and the Africans are saying, hey, we done had enough of your bullshit, and you keep it up, and we're gonna kick all you Europeans out of Africa, right? One Africa for Africans, no matter where they're at in the world, persons of African descent. This distinction was given to us in the United Nations, because if you are African American, just in America, this is legal-wise. This is not an attack against anybody or what you claim to be, but if you identify yourself as a black person, if you identify yourself as a Negro, African American, there's no such thing. That's why you can't get no resources, because it's not even the people. God didn't create no African American. The European devil did. Okay? So the United Nations gave us distinction of people of African descent. And that's so we can be included in the sixth region. See, in Africa, there is five regions: north, east, west, south, and central. We are the sixth region. All of the 300 and I think it's 0.2 now, might be a little higher, who live in the diaspora are the Africans who have left the country. They want us to come back home. They want us to start businesses. start corporations. You ain't got to live over there. You can come back and forth, but go get your inheritance. This is directly from the Attica Kingdom. Like I said, go up to FAU Cincinnati. You'll see a video up there. Chairman didn't put any writing on it. It's Liberation Day, right? You'll see the great seal of the Friends of the African Union in the background. And it's the same as the seal for the United States of Africa, which is black with an eagle in the middle. And it has got 1963 to 2063 on it, which emphasizes the 50-year economic plan of the African Union. So we submitted a 100-year plan, and they accepted it. So that's what we're about.
Brother, we have a very, very, very special host that's with us tonight that has been putting these programs together for the last couple of years. And, I mean, just a frontline player for reparations, for everything that's good for black people. And if you'll come back and fight the case, better than Perry Mason, John Wayne, and Wide Earth put together. And you know she's kicking the doors in all the time. I want to welcome to the airways our co-host for this evening is our beloved sister and our doctor, Critical Truth Bay, our national minister of justice, Black Power to We the People. And thank you for joining us tonight because you're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black Power, Black Power. Black Power family. What is going on?
Is anybody playing the horn tonight? Black Power. Bring her on with a round of Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. She is.
Black Power.
Black
Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
I am. What?
A black revolutionary.
Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power.
Welcome to play. Welcome to play. Black Power.
Black Power. So there we go. We're trying to get this on the road. Right now we got a lot to talk about this week, family. This Thursday in Sacramento, we have the final reparations hearing of California. You don't want to miss it. Now, it's supposed to be a call-in number, but they're saying it's in-person only. So this is going to be very interesting. So we are going to definitely cover it and let you know what is going to be happening. Governor Gavin Newsom should be in attendance, the governor of the state of California. And we don't know what they're going to decide, but they definitely are going to take the last-minute testimony and the proposals for those descendants of slaves. And as we've seen with this reparations journey, how it's been very problematic for the opposition, so to speak. So we have quite a bit of people who say, you know, well, it's been a long time ago, reparations shouldn't be an issue. All of that is under the bridge. Now that we've come to a consensus where we know what reparations specifically is about, and just so we don't, we're going to give you a little idea of what we are requesting, what is necessary concerning what we're looking for in reparations. For those who don't know, reparations have to include five important factors. Now, again, for those who've been sleeping under a rock, we're just going to reflect on what reparations is. It is the repairing of a specific harm to a specific group of people, which would be descendants of chattel slaves. Now, with that being said, there's a lot of questions on, well, what does reparations look like? How much money do we pay back for slavery? Or what are they asking? Well, it's going to be clear, Black family. Issues that concerns reparations that we're asking for is first assurance of non-repetition. That means that even though they say that we're free, that we're no longer slaves, that we don't have a chains on our feet, we still have the chains and we're still living in a prison. A true black man and a true black woman knows what we're talking about. We ain't talking about the sleepy Uncle Toms or the millionaires or billionaires who done forgot about themselves. We're talking about the real born and bred revolutionaries who know who they are. That's right, National Chairman. So we got to make the difference, make the distinction of who we're talking about. So the second thing, after assurance of non-repetition, that means that we need a guarantee that after all is said and done, that this discrimination, this type of slavery, whatever form it may be, whether it's in prison or equity, whether it's housing disparities, that is not going to happen again. So what does that look like? That's up to your politicians to figure that out. Now, the second point is restitution. That's the key of reparations. Restitution means to be made whole again. And so what is it is to make you whole again? Of course, it is land. Number one, many of us who have been gentrified or many of the black neighborhoods of our ancestors where they just decided to build highways and everything else, you name it, those black cities like Tulsa that we know that have not been duplicated ever since. We do have certain affluent black neighborhoods, but it's never been like Tulsa, Oklahoma has been in 1921 when they first burned it down. So we want restitution of the land. And when we get the land, if you have land right now, black family, and I'm talking to those who have heir property, if you have heir property and you have not done anything with it, make sure you keep it in your family. So the young kids who don't know anything about revolution, do not sell the land for a quick dollar, because that's going to be worth triple, four, quadruple times more sooner than you think. Land always appreciates. Everything else will depreciate. So restitution in land and, of course, the dollar amount. So what we're going to present, black family, we're going to present $5 million as the minimum for each descendant of slaves. So if you are listening right now to us on Black Power Radio, we first and foremost want to say thank you, because you could be anywhere else listening to stuff that doesn't matter, but you're here with us listening to the most informative radio show on this planet. So we want to say sincerely thank you to our listening audience. If you are a descendant of slaves, and when the reparations come down, you must be ready, black family. You must be ready. So this, I got to put this horn out here. I got to set this up. You must be ready. You cannot let this fly by. So how are you going to be ready? Is that you have a one page done of your lineage. That means if you know about your family history, you write down a synopsis. You write down a paragraph. I am a descendant of, my name is, and we were enslaved in such and such a time at a place. Most of us down south, you name the location down south, the era that you were chattel slave, and it should reflect between the years of 1619 to 1870 is the cap. So if you have descendants or family that was here, whether you can find or trace the record or not, the time frame for reparations restitution is the year 1619 to 1870. So that was the gap of the height of chattel slavery era. All right, so the third thing, and I'm going to relay back the mic to our national chairman after we're done so we can go to our next agenda item. So the third thing that you're going to be looking for is compensation. As we just mentioned, compensation is $5 million. That's the minimum. So if you want it one-time payment, or if you want a yearly payment, those are the things that we can deliberate afterwards. But the minimum that we're discussing, black family, is $5 million. Don't let anybody tell you less. The fourth faction, so satisfaction means a combination of many of the things as well that we just mentioned. So a satisfaction could be a name or a street name named after our ancestors, Harriet Tubman Way or Marcus Garvey Boulevard. We have a lot of Martin Luther King already. We already have some Malcolm X Boulevards. But if you want to add more to satisfy your neighborhood, that's an option. Okay, so I'm going to let you know the sky's the limit. But you've got to be good with these requests. You've got to write it down. You've got to organize your people in your neighborhood that are similarly invested in descendants of slaves, and you got to have your paperwork in tow. All right? So we're going to keep you posted on how to retrieve your reparations. Now, remember, Black family, we are at the end era of the task force, which is going to finalize the recommendations for California. And if you have followed us since January 2021, when this actually launched off, AB 3121, which is the actual reparations bill that Governor Gavin Newsom signed. So, again, this Thursday, June 29th, is the last of this hearing. And last but not least of the 5 points of reparation is rehabilitation. So rehabilitation is going to be the most important step for us, Black family, because it gives us the power to build our own hospitals, to build our own courthouses, to even build our own jail systems, which we don't need any jail systems. We could just build a rehab center where we can rehabilitate our people without the bars, without the chains, without the talking shit, as the oppressor likes to do. We give our brothers and sisters who've been through trauma nothing but love, peace, respect, and honor, and that is how we truly rehabilitate. When we do this to each other and learn how to do it for each other, this is a breaking of the post-traumatic slave syndrome that many, many of our kinfolk, unfortunately, is suffering through. So we cannot continue to lie to each other and say, you know, hey, I ain't got a problem. It is what it is. No, slavery has caused a lot of trauma even to this day, and the oppressor knows this. So if they know this, how come a lot of us still are in denial? So rehabilitation is going to be the most important step. So if you are a retired nurse, or if you are in the military, if you are in social services, if you used to work in foster care, or any type of mental health, these are the times right now that we are going to need your assistance to step right back in. If you are retired and you're still able to walk and talk and breathe and coherent stuff, you come out of retirement. Because right now we need to rebuild our Black neighborhoods once reparations is complete. All right, and to finalize, the March on Washington, this is what it's all about. No reparations. If we don't see any of these 5 points that I just mentioned, assurance of non-repetition, restitution, compensation, satisfaction, and rehabilitation, then there are going to be no Black vote. And that is how we're going to do it, Black family. Power to the people, and pass the mic back to National Camera.
Thank you, our National Minister of Justice. We have one more fireball in the house. She's coming out of Spartanburg, South Carolina. But I'm telling you, man, this sister here is in Massachusetts. Our spiritual advisor is right in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And we got the Queen Mother Beverly is right here with us tonight. And she's going to give us a glimpse of what's going on in her world, South Carolina, via Brooklyn, New York, Black Power. Black power to the Queen
Woo-hoo!
Mother. Black power.
Mama,
Black
Ray.
Power.
Black
power. Black power. Black power to the Queen Mother. Black power. Power to the Queen.
Hey. Love y'all. I'm sorry I'm so late, but what I was doing is, let me tell you what I was doing. I had some family. Well, they're extended family. When I was in New York and Brooklyn, and when I stayed in East New York, I had this Dominican family that we combined together, and we're family. Maybe not DNA, but that's my sister and brother. So the wife came down here to Columbia Thursday. They drove with two of their children. Their daughter, one is 16 and one is 6. They drove to South Carolina to Columbia Wednesday. They got to Columbia Thursday. Friday, she was ordained as a minister. So on their way back, they stopped here at my house and they spent the night last night, Saturday, and they were tired. You know, that's an ongoing thing, hours and hours and hours from the time they get up to the time they go to bed, and then they drove. So they were tired, so they didn't get up till like 10 this morning. excuse me, showered. I didn't even go to church today. Showered and got back on the road. Must have been about 11:45, 12 o'clock. So, one of the reverends in my church, Barbara Dawkins, and Reverend Jeff Dawkins, they're not related. His wife and daughter are going to New York tomorrow, and they never been to New York. So what I was doing was calling my granddaughter, where I just went for her graduation right before Mother's Day when I went to New York. Her, because she's back in Brooklyn because she graduated, her and my oldest daughter, her mother, I was on the phone with them, all four of them, trying to hook up somebody that knows me, that I know trustworthy, could show them around, if not the whole time, because they're going to be there a week, at least a day or two. So one's going to take them out one day, and one, my granddaughter's going to take them out one day, and my daughter's going to take them out another day. So I was explaining them, but they never been to New York. I was just giving them a little bit of my wisdom of New York, little do's and don'ts, because that's what they called me to ask me. What should I do? I'm not going to say they're scared, but you know, you hear stories about New York and embedded in people. You know, it's not as bad as it seems. But don't stand in the middle of the street, turn around in the circle like you are from Mars, you know, and be a sore, stick out like a sore thumb. So we were talking, and we were all on four-way. So that's why I'm so late. I was trying to get them a hookup to go to New York because they're going to be newbies going up there, and I don't want them to get caught out there in the lines then. And the reparations.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm in touch with my cousin, Frances. She's my oldest cousin. She lives in Jersey. And about 2 weeks ago, she was down here in Whitmire, South Carolina, where my family, my dad and them family come from, 81. And I was talking with her, and she's trying to get it together. You know, she doesn't have dementia. She doesn't have Alzheimer's. But she said, give her a minute and let her think. Because I want to be on this reparation, too. I want my little money. The land come after. I want my little money because I know my people came over here slave. I know they wasn't born here, so I know I'm part of that clan.
That's right.
And I don't have no update about my deceased son Lavelle. You know, I guess, you know, I'm just letting time take time. I'm not bugging them. You know, last time we spoke last week, I told you the FBI lady, Lisa Clinton, had called me. And I told you, she said she's going over everything with a fine-tooth comb, and she's getting in contact with assistant prosecutors up in Columbia. She's going to duplicate what she has and send it to them. And she told me to give her a minute. She definitely will get back to me once they get back in touch with her. And my husband and myself, and she's going to call a meeting with us because she's seen a lot of flaws in Lavelle's case. So, I mean, she hasn't called me. Lawyer Christopher Pratt, he hasn't called me. And I'm all right with that. You know, I'm just letting time take time. I'm letting them do what they do. In other words,
that's right.
I'm optimistic. They're
already served. Yeah,
yes.
They already served Chuck Wrongright what needs to be served. So that's really the main thing that happened. So we're just waiting for the next step.
Right, and Rashonda called me Wednesday, Tuesday, the day after Juneteenth. She called me to let me know that they had served the actual detention center. Chuck Wright office is the sheriff's office. Got him, you know, remember I told you that Christopher Pratt said that he was avoiding them and running, and they finally caught up with him about a month ago, like in May. So she called me the day after Juneteenth, Tuesday, to let me know they had served the detention center. That's where Lavelle was. That's where Lavelle got killed at.
All right.
And Chuck
that
Wright
detention
office,
center, yeah.
Yeah. Chuck Wright office, the sheriff's office and the detention office are two different buildings. So yeah. Both of them have to serve. So, you know, it's a waiting game. And she told me it's going to take 30 days. He's giving them 30 days to respond. So I guess around, you know, around the middle of next month, after the holidays, I'm waiting to hear another phone, my phone ring again. So that's about my update. And, you know,
well, Mama Reese, we appreciate you. Since day one, all the strength in this journey, giving us hope and inspiration while you're going through this, you inspire us as well. So we just want to take the time to say that we love you so much, and we thank you for being our spiritual advisor. Power to the people.
Yeah, I love y'all too. I mean, I'm not as good as I should be, and I apologize for that. I really don't have no excuse. So sometimes I be doing stuff like tonight. I really was on it trying to help somebody else. You know, we got to help one another. And I don't want the wolves to eat up my little people, my little church people going up New York. Ain't never been there. I don't want them to look like
lost
there.
Well, Queen Mother, we appreciate you for your consistency here at Black Power Radio. And for those of you who do not know this, they executed her son in the Spartanburg Detention Center, an unjustifiable police homicide and execution of Lavelle Lane. And we had supported the family with everything that we have to bring out the truth,
thank you.
Those that have been guilty of this crime. It's a criminal neglect that has been done to us. We know that the fact Lavelle Lane should have never been at the Spartanburg Detention Center, that he did have a home in the residence, and all of the staff was well aware of who and what was going on with Lavelle Lane and where he was supposed to go. He should not have been detained in the detention center because his case was not criminal. It was a case of a mental health situation, and it was a crisis. And instead of them being trained in managing a mental health crisis, they took it to a criminal level, exploited the man, tortured the man to death. And I mean, he got reports of putting these shock traumas on him and tasing the man and lasering the man and spraying his pepper salt and pepper spray on the man. Genius. This guy has a scholarship to Howard. Another scholarship in athletics. He's a track star. And he just killed
this
man.
Yes, he was.
No probable cause. Absolutely no probable cause. There was no show cause why they should have done anything to him other than to have escorted him to the group facility. Which
everybody
knows. That's right.
I believe they did that. That was a hate crime they did against Lavelle Lane. And we want to keep that in the fact for all of those lawyers to know that that's a hate crime being practiced throughout the state of South Carolina. That's a crime against humanity. Against humanity.
Yes.
Especially in Spartanburg, where they had more than 20 body bags in record time of black people in Spartanburg, South Carolina, less than but a year. Go ahead, Big Brother. I want the Big Brother to chime in now that he knows the facts. This is our Big Brother, Queen Mother. This is Mr. Brown. He's the Friends of the African Union, and he's bringing us together, and they're bringing the money and bringing the networking, the skills, the management, the whole team to Dr. Truth Bay as well. They got the whole team there working with us, and we love them so much. So go ahead, Mr. Friends of the Union. Of the African Union, our beloved brother F. Brown. Go ahead, sir. My soul cries out for you, Queen Mother. And I will make sure that Mr. Lavelle is known by my leadership so his case may be added to the crimes against humanity that have been committed against the people of African descent in this land since these evil people came here and stole our continent.
Amen.
And I will be committed to that. I also have a TV show here called the Carlton Brown Foundation. I go in after July the 5th to go in and get my equipment to shoot the show, and he will be a focal point
on my conversation to the people, also to our Queen Mother, Dr. Dolores Blakely, who is the New Future Foundation, who is the lead civil society in the United Nations representing us all. I will make sure to brief her personally about him, and we should never forget the evil done to him, and we should make sure that the African world knows his name so that he may be added to the long list of genocide that they are committing against our people.
Bless your heart.
And whatever I can do, please have him send me some information. I will go up. I will talk to the Attica Kingdom as well, because we shall say his name so that we shall never forget.
Bless you.
And forgiveness something that they don't deserve.
Yes, yes.
Well, it's
bless
past
you.
That. That's
bless
right.
You.
It's past that.
Could I have the information about your TV show?
Yes,
we can see that.
Carlton Brown. Yes, ma'am. I'll make sure to connect this to WhatsApp and to the page that they created on Messenger. And if I get your information and you give her my phone number, I will be able to make sure that she has the link to that TV show. And I would like to get some information sent to me, some of the facts about what has happened to him, so that not only will we be talking about it on TV, but we should bring it live to social media because we will not forget his name.
Amen.
And you can Google me, Carlton Brown Foundation TV show, Carlton Brown Foundation, FAU Brown. I'm all over the place.
Spell it for me.
C-A-R-L-T-O-N. Brown, B-R-O-W-N. Foundation, F-O-U-N-D-A-T-I-O-N. This TV show. I got two pages on YouTube. One of them, you will type in on a YouTube, Carlton Brown. You'll see me standing there holding the banner with the ambassador from Zimbabwe to America, who came down to see me on behalf of the vice president, who is now the president of Emmanuel Mnangagwa, who is the president of Zimbabwe now. And click on that one as well. You will go in there. Some of my pages, you can see where I defended people who were in trouble in prison. And I'm very skilled and educated, because, see, what people don't know is these devils lynched me in prison. They tied my hands behind my back and hung me from an air vent. I was 10 seconds away from death. And there is nothing that I won't do for my people of African descent. That's where my passion, that's where my fire comes from, because I have looked the beast in the eye, and I am still here. And that's what I'm about. That's who I am. I am you, and you are me. And all
that's
I see is my reflection.
That's right. Amen.
So
bless your
please give
brother.
Her my phone number. Call me directly. Contact with me. I got another lady here who has a person in a mental health institution here in Cincinnati. I'll be doing a show with her as well here soon as I can get in on the 5th and get my equipment. They let us check it out and shoot our shows and take them back in for editing. And her uncle was beaten almost to death in two institutions, and I'm going to take up her case. And we're going to go from the governor to the attorney general. We're going to read the mission statements of these institutions, and we're going to bring it live to the world so that we can protect our people until we can implement these processes and get our chapters located in these prisons so we can implement change for our prisoners. The sister articulated it very, very well, where we will have a rehabilitation where these people will come out, start businesses, corporations, whatever skills they have. We're going to make sure that they're financed in order to be the change that we need. Running our own institutional system where also submitted for a public-private partnership with Ohio to take over the prison system for our people. So we are going to implement that same template throughout the country and around the world. And
right
I'm
on,
open
right
for
on.
Any
That's
questions.
Wonderful update. Wonderful update.
And
definitely.
I'm open for any questions, and please contact me. I love you, and we shall never forget, like I said.
That's right. We shall never forget. And speaking on that, we're going to discuss a little later that an anti-black hate crime bill legislation is a very important key in solidifying what we need to have for protection. And so, let somebody talk, but right now I just want to put that on the table because that's an important part of what we are working towards. And without legislation, they will continue to kill us without impunity, without accountability. And so I just wanted to put that on the table, Black Power.
Yes, ma'am. My chairman is also working on that. We also have the historian for the UNIA, Mr. Cleophas Miller, who is now seen as Marcus Garvey in America. They are on board. They have people in Washington, D.C. who are starting to work with. Once we implement this process of change, we're going to be able to get those processes going with the Congress and the Senate. My chairman, them, can brief you more, come up on the conference calls, and mention these things so we can discuss with you plans and actions about protecting our people.
That's great. You said the UNIA. We're actually part of that. We are members.
Well, you can talk to Mr. Cleophas Miller. We have the historian who also helped with the Agenda 2063, also the Durban Agreement in South Africa when they implement that to end dysphonia and all discrimination against people of African descent. America abstained mm-hmm. from the meeting. But we are in the process of implementing the Durban Agreement.
That's what's up, man. This is awesome. This is definitely what we need to do in the right step and unify. It can't be individualism any longer. Separate agendas is not going to work. We must come together as one for one purpose, one goal, one aim, and that's what we're all about. So thank you so much for being our guests here on Power Radio, and I hope you do stay because we do have a lot of other important information to disseminate. So, National Chairman,
yes,
you let
ma'am.
Me know if there's anyone else on the line to chime in.
Yes, ma'am. I'm the conduit. I'm going to make sure everybody has contact numbers and networked on in, and we've become one. Today, we've become one in a force against the opposition, and I just love it. I'm just telling you, we have a field day here at Black Power Radio, big festival, big old stars in the sky. We just have it in Goldilocks. Got stuck in the boot camp here. So we're doing good for our people, and I'm loving it. And Brother Brown, he's just like me, just like Queen Mother, just like Dr. Trupe. All of us are frontline players. We're going to go in and get rid of that frustration and leave the best condition for our people. But we know how to move and we know how to manage against the opposition. You know, it means nothing unless you, use it skillfully and effectively against the opposition. So we got nothing but love here. And anybody that didn't get to the mic tonight or just had a little something a matter that they had to get off their chest. We got open mic a little bit here tonight. If anybody needs to say something that hasn't been said or a question for our special guest, FAU Brown, right there with the Friends of the African Union, and we're just showing love right here at Black Power Radio. But we give you more of what you listen to radio for. We have the most informative radio talk show on the internet, on your smartphone, dumb phone, Android, Paranoid. Some came in by desktop, and now I see the desktop people are here, and we have our laptop folks right behind them. And of course, some of you drove to Ferrari tonight. drove in the Benz convertible, dropped that Porsche convertible right beside it, and you came in through your drop top. But nevertheless, we're right here at Black Power Radio, and we're showing big love tonight because we got our Black Power Revolution is on, picking, sticking better than the Popeye's chicken. Black Power, Black Power.
Black, Black Power, Power, Black Power. Well, tomorrow, I hope you chime on in because we will be discussing the People's Party. People's Party. So Cornel West, that man decided to be chosen by the People's Party. So who are they? What is Cornel West's real agenda? These are the things that we're going to break down piece by piece for you, Black family. I will just shorten it up and summarize. Don't fall for the okey-doke. That's all I got to say. But you will know for sure the whole entire debacle of what really is transpiring with this so-called independent party. A lot of people think, oh, the Democrats, we got a competition, or there is an alternative, so we don't have to vote the same old Democrats and Republicans, God forbid, the People's Party. But not so fast, Black family. So tune on in. And then a week from now, we will have an official Coon Train Award. That's right. Coon Train Award. It's about time that we honor some of the most egregious Uncle Toms in blackface out there. We just want to give them honor and give them the respect that they deserve, their flowers of embarrassment right here on Black Power Radio. So we're going to have some new information coming up and some skits, make it a little more fun. Revolution all day without a little fun is going to make it very, very tough. But right here on Black Power Radio, we thank you for being our listening audience as we move forward together in the right direction. So with that being said, join us tomorrow on June 26th. And if you have any questions concerning reparations, you can give us a call, toll free, 323-884-8583. And if you want to donate to this revolutionary radio show, you are free to do so. You can check out our website, thenewblackpanzerparty.com, or you could just donate right here on Cash App. That's $77Bakers. That's 77BAKERS, 77Bakers. We're baking a cake of freedom, and we want you to take a piece of it. So let's come together and finance this revolution as well as being proactive. We can't express that enough. That's just how we got to do. So we have a long way to go, Black family. A lot of exciting things this week, a lot of things to discuss. I am really stoked when I see our young people being more empowered and inspired more than ever this year. I want to keep them at the forefront. We have a lot of great programs coming up. But once we're done with this reparations debacle, I would say, I don't know what it's called. Well, these oppositions, they play in tennis when I tell you. So if you're not peeping game, if you're not on top of the talking points, or if you're not even looking into reparations, right now you're causing a great disservice to you and our people. So I'm telling you now, Black family, just report and put a synopsis of your lineage. If you haven't done so, it's going to be very important, that one page of who you are, because when it's time to cut the check, you want to be there to get your $5 million. All right, so don't let anybody persuade you any differently. Right here in Department of Justice, we play no games, no games, no games, no games. Now, another note, I want to just throw this in there because this is recently that just happened in L.A. City. Now, we just had a recent indictment of another black politician. His name is Curran D. Price. He was a career politician. And last Tuesday, he was actually called out for doing a pay-to-play, so they say. And the amount that it is like $150,000, which is chump change compared to the millions that many of these politicians are squandering. But I tell you, Curran Price is the latest of many controversial exposures, because a lot of these pastors came out. William Smart, Pastor Smart, from the Southern Christian Leadership, Baptist Ministers Conference leaders as well, they came out in droves to support Curran Price and demanded that they rescind his seat back and they look into this investigation, but not to suspend him without pay. Now, I do have some personal bout with Curran Price. I know these politicians very, very well. And, you know, I do see that he is one of these few politicians that tries to bridge the gap for Africans. Now, I say Africans now, all right? I want to emphasize that. But when it comes to African Americans, I tell you, it's not looking good for Curran Price. He is a strong supporter of export and import and bridging businesses with African nations. That I do give him. But it's one thing to support our African motherland, but if you are ignoring the plight of the Black Americans here, because we didn't ask to come here, there is a certain hatred that our politicians have, a disdain that they have for us particularly. Why, Black family? It's because they can't ship us anywhere. We are a product of this land. That's why it's so important for us to see reparations given to us who have been stripped from our culture since the early 1600s and brought here, sold on slave ports, have our Black bodies be nothing but property, man, woman, and child. And so that specific history is what many other politicians are not addressing. Now, I can tell you, and I'm going to give you a little more details concerning this particular case, because we'll be covering it on Black Power Radio concerning the case of Curran Price in detail. But if you're not in tune with L.A. politics, just last year we had three Latino councilmen that were caught on record calling Black constituents little monkeys and just being derogatory on every facet, and they were caught. So they all three of them were supposed to resign. Nuri Martinez, Gil Cedillo, he was already termed out, but Kevin DeLeon, he's still in his seat. And I tell you, it's quite interesting because this man is defiant. He hasn't personally stated that Blacks are derogatory, but he did say some very unpleasing things concerning political seats, like not working enough for the people. But the point that I'm making is that if you're not in tune with your own local city, Black family, I urge you, it's very important that you be in tune with your local city council, your county council, if there's a state meeting, be involved in these local jurisdictions, because they are the ones that determine how you live. They are the ones that cause heartache, especially for the Black families in Black neighborhoods. They make sure that a lot of their funding goes to their pocket. But if we're not checking them, and our Minister of Education, Dr. Umar Johnson, says all the time, if you are not flooding the school board meetings anytime they disrespect our Black children in these public school systems, we have nothing to complain about. We got to mobilize and fill up these spaces whenever there's an issue concerning our Black communities. And if we're not doing so, you know, we might as well just say, hey, just take everything we got, because your soul and your power, your Black power, as Adam Clayton Powers say, Black is beautiful, baby. We got to defend it at all costs. We got to be proactive. So this is not the season any longer to be a spectator. You must be in these spaces and be there. I know we got to work 4, 5, 6 jobs. I get it. But you have to make time for revolution, because that's something that you can't buy. This is something already given to you. and it's going to be taken from us if we don't stand for it. So with that being said, I want you to stay on the line with us as we continue to disseminate information and be involved in your local governance. And that's the desk of your Minister of Justice right here on Black Power Radio. Power to the people.
Oh, God.
Right back.
Thank you. Thank you, beloved. Well, thank our National Minister of Justice, Dr. Truth Bay, for being consistent and bringing us updates and taking care of those situations that involved us legally. And she's right up there with Thurgood Marshall. I'm not going to let anybody out here tonight say that we don't have an awesome Justice Department here at the Black Panther Party. And we also have an awesome defense. And we have a brother, we've lost a brother by the name of our comrade and Commander Black.
Commander Black.
He has fallen, and we wanted to get an update from our National Minister of Defense and an update on the memorial service, et cetera, and along with that, the apartheid, the segregationalists, and the exploitationalism. At this hour, we will bring to the mic our beloved brother, Dynamite Lightning, Black Lightning, some call him, and here he is, our National Minister of Defense. Thank you, and Black Power. You're live on Black Power Radio.
Black Power. Yes, sir. I'm in a bad spot, now I'm black again. And so this salute to Commander Black, and that's spelled B-L-A-Q-U-Q-U-Q-U-Black. Black. Looking over the regiment. Doing inspection on the regiment this Saturday. So everybody be on their jeans, in uniform, as we say, with the jeans creased so it cut them. I mean, not the jeans, but you know what I'm saying. The pants creased so it cut them, and the boots shine so you can see your reflection in them. You know what I mean? And everybody on all general orders in full effect, for sure. And especially in salute of my big brother mentor, always tells me, keep it dangerous. Stay dangerous. And that's what we're doing. All around the world, it would appear, for Black Power at this hour. So I salute everybody for doing their part. I hear everybody on the line doing their part. So that's a great thing. From Africa, motherland, all the way to this land, you know. And then we'll, like Dr. King said, we as a people will get to the promised land. I mean, I think get our reparations when we this place, you know. And we did get, you know, we got to the promised land. But I was going to say, wait a minute, I don't want to get off topic. And I got a Minister of Information, Barabbas, on the line. If he's still there, I don't know. Did I lose him? Number one, did I lose him? Are you still on the line with us? Minister of Information, still with me? Number one, you still with me? You might have dropped off. But that's all right. We'll get Black with you. Are you on mute? Number one. You on mute? Minister of Information. Oh, he must be on mute or might have dropped off because I've been hitting some bad spots. But what we were talking about, having an alternative voting for Black folks is a good thing. You know, everybody should come on out and see what the brothers' platforms are, and make sure he's about the reparations. You know, and be no bullshit going on. I want to see those awards when they come out. The Coon of the Year award goes to his drum roll, please, Minister of Justice. I know you got drum roll up in there somewhere. I say it goes to, I don't know. These days, it's hard to say, so I won't say, you know. Plus, a lot of people say when they don't know, and they just think, you know. So they can think what they want. And I just say, we are the real revolutionaries right here. This is where the real revolutionaries are, right here. And when you say revolutionaries, that means that revolutions, as Malcolm X said, and history have shown, the revolution has fought bloody battle war for land. So we're saying reparation with land. And so we have our own land right here in the United States. We can call it Black America right here. And then whoever want to take that flight up out of here, we take that flight up out of here, you know. So that's what I say we, because enough is enough. It's like, okay, we bred and fed on the plantation. So then somebody say, let's escape this place. He said, why would I escape this place? We get cornbread on Friday. So we go out here and hunt your own meat down, you know? That's where a lot of the indigenous Native Americans were black, you know, free, you know, living off the land. We ain't need cornbread, you know? It's a good skill to have, though. So they out in the wilderness making cornbread. I know all the tribes say, hey, we come in peace and we come with a plate. We got Marcus Garvey Day coming up, New York. That's going to be spectacular, as always. Everybody can take
August
it down to Marcus Garvey
August
Day.
17th.
August 17th. Yep, August 17th. And we'll meet us in the Bronx, meet us in Manhattan, meet us in Brooklyn, and definitely meet us in Harlem. So we're gonna be there. Let me throw this in real quick because I know sometimes we get to talking about other stuff. $77 bacon, so you too can help the real revolutionaries. I'm glad I said that because the real revolutionaries are the ones that stand on the front line in front of the people when it's time. And we expect for all the people to have our black. You know? In other words, like the old pastors used to say, everybody should have a shotgun at least, you know, for their home protection, home defense. And, especially live out in the country, live out in the boondocks, might need for a bear. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, as long as the people got us covered, we got the people covered. But somebody got to stand on the front line, and we won't be joking when we do it, if we need to do it, when we have to do it, because there will be no more Black Wall Street going on our watch, you know. And that's how all the forces across the nation got to take it, just like that. I'm thinking about what they did in Tulsa, Oklahoma, because we were there for Black Wall Street Bicentennial. Did I get that out? $77 bacon? Because I don't want to get lost. $77 bacon, so y'all can help the Black Revolutionary. So when we were down there, they had us around it. I didn't even know it. That's why we implement high-tech communication devices amongst the group. So we have it from head to toe. And to say by that was that there were assigned to our I probably said this before on here, but I can say it again. Probably it even nice story. Maybe it's because I ran up off that porch. They was one of the only that they bombed,
yeah.
they
understand you're hopelessly in a matrix. I'm sorry, but the mic went in a matrix. You may have to dial back in. Lastly, from that network, we have the memorial service for our beloved brother, Commander Black, will be memorialized in Maxims, North Carolina, on July the 1st. I believe the funeral service or the services that we are planning to attend is at 1 o'clock p.m. on July the 1st. Be in North Carolina. It's not hard to find. Again, for the Commander Black Memorial on July the 1st at 1 o'clock p.m. We thank you all for joining us tonight on Black Power Radio. We'll be right back here tomorrow, Monday. We got an action-packed show for you with Cornel West, the presidential candidate. We'll see how it goes, see how it flows. Nobody knows. I mean, our brother, we want to go right black to get his final closing remarks, contact information for the Field Marshal and the Friends to the African Union. And this is our Field Marshal, Brother Brown, will give us the update with his closing remarks and information. Thank you. Black Power, Black Power.
Hello?
Black Power.
Black Power.
Hello, can you hear me?
Black Power.
Yes, you're there. Did somebody have something just before the commander?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Brother Confidence in Florida.
Yes, go ahead, Confidence.
I wanted to put in that I'm working with Brother Macau Muhammad. We're trying to go to Ocala with the new activists down here in Florida. We're familiar with the whole Caribbean. We have a Caribbean connection, Jamaican connection, but Brother Macau is going to be the point of contact. I know you're familiar.
We're real close to Macau Muhammad and probably
yeah,
people.
He needs
okay.
to be on the show, but I'm just holding the fort right now. But yeah,
okay.
He's on board. He's the point of contact. Yeah, we need that to stick together with these. You know the old networks, but Cornel West running for president is going to bring attention to us. It's going to be we're going to ride that wave to organize grassroots. And, you know, people are going to be able to choose an option, you know, Black Power.
All right, Black Power. Thank you, but Confidence is the one, the host that brought a lot of this network together. So we don't want to do a drive-by on his contribution to holding the network together. In fact, bringing it together and then doing maintenance and maintaining the trust and stirring up the soup as necessary to keep everything together. We thank Brother Confidence, and he never gives up. He has the boldest and the blackest self-determination of all revolutionaries. Brother Confidence is the boldest and the blackest in self-determination. And he never gives up, and he's consistent, and he gets fractions from all around the country. Then he go get fractions from all over the world and bring them all together in the same soup, same salad, same dessert spoon. All he do is rinse the spoon off and stir up the entree and the salad. You already know how it goes. So thank you, Brother Confidence. Don't ever think that we are not totally appreciative of your actions in the field, okay? That's my man. We love you so much, brother. And now we can get to our minister to close us out with his. Oh, and we do have our Empress and the Queen Mother will give the spiritual advice for tonight. She will follow the brother Field Marshal of the African Union, our beloved brother Field Marshal Brown. And you got the mic, sir. And you can rock it. Plus, you can drop it like it's hot because you're live on Black Power Radio.
Thank you, sir. It will be my honor. Remember, you can also have my email, Carlton, Carlton, and then B307@gmail.com. Carlton, Carlton, B, all lowercase, however you want to do it. And it's all lowercase.
B or B, give that for alphanumerically pure at R. B,
okay.
B as in black.
B as in black. Carlton B. Carlton
B.
307 at gmail.com.
Y'all hear them numbers now. Look at them numbers go.
My phone number is 513-275-2797. You can go to friendsoftheafricanunion.com, and as you go down in the page, you will see us sitting there playing chess with the white supremacists. The African world is going to wipe out white supremacy against people of African descent. The sister is right. And I am also honored to learn more about the meaning of reparations. Because
yes, you might want to give that number again for the numerically pure at heart. I thought I
okay.
got you for a pen over there. And
okay.
That number one more time, big brother.
513-275-2797. I work for you. The 1.6 billion people of African descent. I have a signed contract with Friends of the African Union. The Carlson Brown Foundation is to work for the domestic implementation of human rights and to work with all others who are like-minded and want to see the economic change come to the world so that we can take over our own destiny. Use me. You can go to FAU Cincinnati. My chairman is the admin on that page. Chairman Herschel Daniels Jr., you'll see him up on friendsoftheafricanunion.com. You have to spell it all the way out. Get to the page. You can go to FAU Brown on Facebook. FAU Brown on TikTok, on Instagram, I'm Carlton V at 307. Go to FAU Corporate on Twitter, and you can be connected directly with Mr. Felix Wilson, who is the Chief of Staff of Friends of the African Union globally. We have other pages. He'll direct you to those types of things. And like I said, we have the conference call up on FAU Brown. I'll be sharing it to Friends of the Permanent Forum on People of African Descent, an indigenous committee created for all of us all around the world, and Council of Mayors are there as well, and all indigenous people. We are indigenous people. And we're up there advocating for submission to be able to submit in the third form for the Declaration of Human Rights for the 1.6 billion people of African descent. Remember, we are launching the global African gold, the African dollar, which when you go up on FAU Brown, TikTok, FAU Brown, you will see the gold seal. And the seal is of the Emperor Haile Selassie, and it will be the commemorative coin for the new African dollar. I put up the FAU Women's Seal. The caller, the host, has that seal, and it is for FAU women. We'll be creating a bank for African women throughout the world to be able to invest in programs, feeding our children, whatever they need to invest in, you will have your own bank. This is all part of the process. We will empower our women because we can only go so far as our women go because they are the goddesses of us all. Kredu Muwa, the oldest oracle in the African, he died at 90-something years old, and he said that the wisdom of Kredu Muwa is that women build all of the significant structures throughout the world. He is telling the true African history even before the Anunnaki of our people. His name is Kredu Muwa, C-R-E-D-O, Kredu Muwa, M-U-T-H-W-A. Muwa, and he is where we get all of our knowledge from, an oracle of Africa. He risked his life in order to bring us the truth about the African world. And remember, I work for you. So email me, call me, go to the page, and I'm about my people. And that is my responsibility that I have committed to as a way of life. Remember, each one teach one. Together, we are the solution to all things. I turn it over to the host.
Thank you, beloved, for just being so thorough with every point and being mindful and answering the questions fully and complete and being one of the best guests ever here on Black Power Radio. And certainly we're going to have a continued relationship with the Union of African Peoples all over the world, but especially here at Diaspora, all the major cities across America will be chiming in, and we're just happy about this effort, and we know it's going to continue. I don't know if anybody else had anything before the Queen Mother. Did anybody have something before Queen Mother? We're going to allow her to give us the spiritual advice
evening. Queen Mother can close off. I wanted just to mention to our Brother Brown, if he is familiar with Haiti or any, I know the African Union had a huge advocacy for that, but I just wanted to throw that out there if there's any significant knowledge when he's at Haiti. Black Power.
My chairman has FAU Haiti up on Friends of the African Union, and he has a process to implement a full focus and implementation of resources to build up and the infrastructure and to finance the people so that we can end this evil that has been perpetrated against them. Come up on the conference call, mention that to the chairman, and he will explain in detail, and he may even send you the document on it. And for anybody that would like to be involved in any country in the world and to be a part of the restoration of our people, let him know, and he will assign you and give you responsibilities to those tasks. Yes, we do. We have one for Haiti, Pompeii. We're going to rescue our people. We're going to stop the genocide of our people. Remember, we are the greatest warriors on the planet.
Right on. We have a presidential candidate. His name is Nelson Noel, and we're actually going to interview him on Black Power Radio in 2 weeks. So I want to put that on the table. So thank you so much for your advocacy and Black Power to you, sir.
Black Power,
thank
Black Power.
Thank you very
power.
Much.
Black
thank
Power.
Black, Black Power.
Power. And we're right here with our Queen Mother, and she can give us a closing, and we'll have everything rounded up by tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have them to call at 515-605-9889. Don't forget the homegoing services. Commander Black will be in Maxim, North Carolina on July the 1st at 1 o'clock p.m. Just thank you so much for joining us tonight on Black Power Radio as we go to the spiritual advice. Queen Mother Beverly, Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power. The greatest gift we can give and the greatest gift we can receive is love. Under that umbrella, it covers a multitude. And basically, we just pray for each other, pray for our going out and pray for our coming in, and bless our families near and far, and just keep each and every one of us under the sound of my voice, pray for one another, pray for our strength, pray for our wisdom, and pray for our knowledge, and ask the God of our understanding for forgiveness of anything we have said, done, or thought that wasn't of him. And I end that, and the greatest gift of all is love. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Amen,
all pulled together. Harambe.
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 Harambe. Left foot forward as we move with the heart.
Harambe.
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 Habarakani, and hope that all of you will continue to go Sankofa, keep returning, continue to all pull together as one unified black nation against all forms of exploitation, all forms of enslavement, and all forms of fear of the opposition And we hope that you all remain here tomorrow afternoon. We'll be back at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time for yet another episode of Black Power Radio. And whatever we have said that did not get said, we know that our beloved brother, Marvin Gaye, said it
I'm going.
You know what I'm saying?
Things has held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to listen, listen
to every word I say, every word I say. Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shows together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Right.
Miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you,
mother, shall you pray?